If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified as we continue through this year. Let us come to serve you. Let us come to love you and honor you. Let us always recognize your holiness. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Today, we have, again, the first letter of John. It's continuing, and we're looking at one of the interesting realities of sin, but the Lord who leads us away from sin. Now, this is important to understand, because if you read this the wrong way, you'll get confused. Okay, so you might say one of the lines here is that those who are baptized, it's not written like this, it's those who are baptized in Christ don't commit sin, if you read that wrong, because that's what it says. We'll say, well, what does it mean? Well, because everyone sins. We all know that. I mean, the Bible teaches the just person sins seven times daily. So what does that say? Does that mean that we are children of the devil? No. What we're talking about is Jesus as the one who lived a life perfectly, and us who are seeking to follow Christ. The one who commits sin in the form that he is of the devil is someone who could care less that they commit sin. That's the difference. And that's a huge difference. Because, you know, one of the jokes I've said in the past is that Jesus was born at the time he was, because if he was born in 21st century Boston and had to drive in Boston traffic, all humanity would be lost. Because we know how difficult Boston traffic is. And there is that occasional person you meet who is totally calm all the time, but that person that you meet is not named me, meaning me. So it's not Father Robert J. Carr, I assure you. So, but what it means is the person who is mindful of sin and seeks to avoid sin is someone of God. The poor person who doesn't care about being mindful of sin and doesn't care to avoid sin, that's the person who has turned from God and has embraced the devil, so to speak. And obviously, that person can reject the devil and turn back to God. But you see that difference. So it's important to know. You might say, oh, you know, and you might like feel your need to go to confession. And you say, well, then I must be someone who's doing the works of the devil. No, that's not what it means. What it means is that Christ is the righteous one. So he is the one of God. And always know this is in the context of understanding who the Antichrist is. And the Antichrist is not going to care if they commit sin. They won't care at all. And that's an important distinction. It's the person who, even if they're mindful of sin and seeks to prevent themselves and seeks to turn away from sin, that person is close to Christ. One of the examples of this is the good thief on the cross. He's someone who tradition tells us is named Dismas. And if you ever hear the term Saint Dismas, that means the good thief on the cross. So he provides for us a great example. The good thief on the cross, was he of the devil? No, because he recognized his sin and he turned away from it and embraced the Lord right there on the cross. But at the same time, there is the bad thief on the cross. We understand that bad thief, and he couldn't have cared less. He's the one who I actually believe was embodying the devil. I absolutely believe that. That's part of his whole shtick, so to speak. He embodied the devil because he's saying what the devil is trying to get Jesus to do. If you are the Son of God, get yourself off the cross and us as well. And he doesn't care. He doesn't care who God is. And he is one of the two people who Jesus never spoke to, even though they spoke to him. And remember, that's one of the signs of the Jesus condemning someone. And that person would be someone who literally has an intensely hardened heart, will not turn away from their sin, only has no intention. I mean, none, not even the slightest desire. I wish I could be a better person. None of that, which is what you have in the bad thief of the cross. The other one is Herod. Jesus never spoke to them. And notice that Jesus never went back to the Pharisees after he resurrected from the dead. That was his sign. He never interacted with them. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. So I have a suggestion for you for this weekend. If you ever wanted to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, I'd like to extend to you a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every Sunday. If you're in the market for a church to call home and you weren't sure how to go about test driving one, this standing invitation allows you to do just that. Now, I understand that you might say, well, I want to go to church, but I'm not ready to donate yet, and I don't want to just sit there, hands hanging. Well, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Write the word radio on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. It doesn't go for any other church or parish. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish in 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. We have confession on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. So if you'd like to come to the parish, you say, well, I need to go to confession, Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock also. Conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. We're back and we're talking about this powerful reality of understanding what St. John is talking about when he talks about the one who is hard-hearted, who has no interest in doing anything as someone who is righteous. And that we saw the great example of that in the bad thief on the cross. He has no interest in anything Christ has to offer, but the good thief turns from his sin. But then notice something else as well. The most important thing to understand is that we have to follow the commandments, and the commandments are based in love of God, love of neighbor. So anyone who does not do right is not of God, is what we see in 1 John, and also does not love his brother or sister, and or sister. So we want to understand that within context. Remember, you can do all the right things and not be a person of love. And there are plenty of people who are hypercritical, not hypocritical, hypercritical, who are always now, everyone else, they're not, and no one says, bah, 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 who fall into that category. They may appear to be doing everything right, but they are, just like the Pharisees, hypercritical. Critical, constantly being people who condemn and who attack.
And whether it's the Pope they're attacking or someone else.
And constantly. And I absolutely hold them in that category. There is no love there. And I warn against that. There are some in Catholic media that fall definitely into that category. You know, we are following the laws of the Lord. Well, so did the Pharisees. And Jesus never spoke to them once he resurrected from the dead. So it's not really following these rules and regulations that are as important. It's the spirit in which you do it, and the spirit has to be love of God, love of neighbor. So let's take the two extremes. You have one extreme that says, I'm good enough, I don't have to go to church to be good because I'm good enough as it is. There's a certain politician who said that basically on the air, in an interview recently, I think it was in England, a certain politician falls into that category and makes it clear he doesn't go to church. Actually, he's not so much a politician. He's retired now, an employee of the United States. And then on the other side, there are those who are just these negative people because no one lives the rules the way they want them to live them. And there is no love that if you're any one of those kind of genres where you feel you're good enough to get to heaven, you're not going to church, well, then you're not loving God the way God has called you to love him. And then on the other side, if you're following all the, I'm going to church, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing dot, 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 but you're just hypercritical, that's sin too, because there's no love there. So we're called to be people of love on both sides of that commandment. And so you seek to be righteous. You're not going to be perfectly righteous. Yes, you're going to fall into sin. That's going to happen. We all know that. And the more you seek to follow Christ, I learned this from the evangelicals, by the way, the more you seek to follow Christ and say, well, I'm turning away from sin, you're going to find other sins that the Lord is calling you to turn away from that you didn't think of, even were conscious of before. And then the more you do that, but part of that is to love God, love neighbor. And if you're not doing that, then you're not following what the Lord calls to do. Or if you're turning around and saying, I'm good enough as it is. No, you're not. No one is good enough as it is. But it's the person who says, I don't care. I'm going to follow my own way no matter what. That's the person that you want to avoid completely. We'll be back tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.